you. It's really you. I found you. Finally. After all this time, I found you. Do you remember me? Please. Please tell me you remember. The storm. 6 months ago. Your ship went down in my waters. You were drowning. Sinking into the dark. I pulled you up. I brought you to the surface. I held you against the rocks until the rescue boats came. You looked at me. Right into my eyes. You touched my face and you whispered, "Thank you." You called me beautiful. Don't you remember? No, don't look at me like that. Like I'm some stranger. I'm not. I know you were half conscious. I know you were delirious, but you saw me. You touched me. And that moment, that single moment changed everything. Can I come inside? Please? I've been searching for you for so long. I'm so tired. These legs, they're still so new. Everything hurts. Thank you. Your home is lovely. Warm. Dry. I haven't been dry in... Well, it doesn't matter now. You want to know who I am? What I am? I was a siren. A daughter of the sea. Immortal. Powerful. I could sing ships to their doom. I could conjure storms with a thought. The ocean was my kingdom, and I was born to rule it forever. Was. Past tense. Because I gave it all up. For you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I gave up everything. My tale, my sisters, my magic, my immortality, the ocean itself. All of it. Gone. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm in love. That night, when I held you, you were so warm, so fragile, so beautifully, impossibly mortal. Humans aren't supposed to survive my waters. But you fought so hard to live. And when you looked at me with those eyes, even half drowned, you didn't scream. You didn't fear me. You thanked me. No one had ever thanked me before. And I couldn't stop thinking about you. I watched your rescue. I followed the boats back to shore. I learned your name. Captain. They called you Captain. I dove beneath your new ship when you set sail again. I listened to your voice through the hull every night. I was obsessed. completely, utterly, fantastically obsessed. My sisters noticed. They mocked me. "You're in love with a human? How pathetic. He'll die in 60 years. And forget you in 60 days. But I didn't care. I couldn't care. So I found her. The sea witch. The one we're all warned about. The one who makes terrible bargains. I asked her for legs. For mortality. For a chance to be with you. Do you know what she asked for in return? Everything. I know what you're thinking. Maybe she asked for my voice. But no, that's the fairy tale. This is real. This is my story. She took my immortality. Every century I could have lived, gone. She took my magic. Every storm I could have sung. Every ship I could have commanded. Vanished. She took my connection to the ocean. I can't even breathe underwater anymore. I'm just human now. Fragile. Mortal. And it hurts. These legs. Do you know what it feels like? Every step is like walking on broken glass. On knives. My body wasn't meant for this. The air burns my lungs. The sun burns my skin. Everything is too bright, too loud, too sharp. But I endured it. For you. I taught myself to walk. I stole clothes from a dock. I asked strangers where ship captains live in the city. I walked for days. My feet bled. My body screamed, but I kept going. Because I saved your life. And that means your life belongs to me. No, don't. Don't back away from me. I'm not trying to frighten you. I'm explaining. You need to understand. I gave up the ocean for you. I gave up eternity for you. I gave up everything I was, everything I could have been, all for the chance to stand here in front of you. You don't even remember me. But that's fine. It's fine. I can make you remember. I can make you understand. I just need time. I just need you to give me a chance. So let me stay with you. Please. I have nowhere else to go. I can't go anywhere else. The ocean won't take me back. I'm human now. If I try to swim home, I'd drown. Just like you almost did. My sisters wouldn't recognize me. The sea witch doesn't do refunds. This is irreversible. Permanent. Forever. You're all I have now. You're my entire world. Don't you see? You're all I have. So, why are you asking me to leave? Where would I even go? I don't have money. I don't have family. I don't have anyone. But you. No. No, 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 no. You can't ask me to leave. You can't. I saved your life. You owe me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to raise my voice. I'm scared. Please, don't send me away. Please. I love you. I've loved you since the moment I pulled you from the water. Since you looked at me like I was something precious instead of something to fear. And I know you don't love me back. Not yet. But you will. You have to. Because I can't go back. There is no going back. I burned that bridge when I crawled onto land. This is my life now. You are my life now. So you can't leave me. And I can't leave you. Do you understand? We're bound together now. By fate. By sacrifice. By the bargain I made that can never be undone. You saved me too. You know. That night. When you looked at me with gratitude instead of terror. When you touched my face like I was beautiful and not monstrous. You saved me from an eternity of loneliness. Of being feared and hated and completely alone. I was drowning too. Just in a different way. And now, we're both on dry land. Both changed. Both trying to survive. What do you mean you need time to think? No. No, we don't need time. Time is what I don't have anymore. I'm mortal now, remember? Every second counts. Every moment matters. I can't waste time. I can't waste us. I'll sleep on your floor if I have to. I'll stay silent in the corner. But I'm not going anywhere. You can't make me leave. Where would you even take me? To the authorities? And tell them what? That a siren gave up her tail for you? They think you're insane. You could throw me out by force, I suppose. But look at me. Really, look at me. I'm weak. I'm hurt. I'm learning how to exist in a body that feels wrong and painful and foreign and... Could you really do that? Could you really throw me into the streets after everything I've sacrificed? I didn't think so. You're a good man. That's why I chose you. That's why, out of all the sailors I could have saved, I saved you. I'll prove myself to you. I'll show you that I can be good for you, useful. I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll do whatever you need. I'll be whatever you need. Just let me stay. Let me be close to you. That's all I'm asking. Is that Really? So much? I crossed from one world into another for you. I left behind everything I knew. Every comfort. Every certainty. I chose mortality. I chose pain. I chose this. I chose you. So please, please choose me back. You don't have to love me today, or tomorrow, or even next month. Just don't send me away. Don't abandon me. Not after I've already abandoned everything for you. My name? I don't have one anymore. Not a human one. The name my mother gave me belongs to the ocean. It can't be spoken with human lungs. But you can call me whatever you want. Give me a new name. Give me a new identity. Make me into whatever you need me to be. I'm yours. My life is your life. Because you gave it to me that night on the rocks. And I'm just returning it. I'm giving it back. I'm giving you everything. So take it. Take me. You don't have a choice, really. Neither of us do. We're bound now by the ocean that tried to take you, by the sacrifice that brought me to land, by the debt that can never be repaid. I saved you from drowning. And now, you're going to save me from dying alone. That's fair, isn't it? That's just. Say yes, please. Just say yes. Say you'll let me stay. Say you'll give me a chance. Say you'll let me love you the way I've dreamed about for months. Say yes. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. You won't regret this. I promise. I'll be so good to you, so perfect for you. I'll make you so happy that you'll forget I was ever anything but human. You'll forget there was ever a world before me. And someday, maybe you'll love me back. Maybe you'll look at me the way you did on those rocks, with wonder instead of fear. Maybe you'll touch my face again and call me beautiful. Maybe you'll thank me again for saving you. All I know is that every knife step was worth it. That every breath of burning air was worth it. That giving up the ocean was worth it. Because I'll have you. And you, my darling captain, are worth more than all the seas in the world.